Hi, this is Lena Vega. Welcome back to my podcast, English A1. Today, I'll talk about my 42nd birthday. My birthday was August the 2nd, and I am making this podcast especially for my beloved two nephews and my beautiful niece, because I am 100% positive that someday they will be able to speak and understand English really, really fluently. So this podcast is for them, and I want them to remember this story that I'm sharing with y'all. I have to say that my 42nd birthday was one of the most special that I've ever had. I do not want to deny that every single year my family has always made, you know, their best to allow me to share memorable, you know, moments with them, and very, very beautiful, heartfelt moments with them. But this one in particular has been the most special and meaningful because, believe it or not, it's the very first time that my cousins and their wives and husbands and I have gotten together in our adulthood. We somehow drifted apart when we were teenagers, and we stopped seeing each other for different reasons. I could guess that it's because, you know, when we are in our 20s or when we are in our 30s, we are focused on different things, you know, at different levels, professional and personal levels. But now we have been able to reconnect and to rekindle this kind of affection that we've always had and that we should never have left, you know, and that we should never have stopped feeling for one another. My sister, she created this WhatsApp group, and that was just cousins, you know. And so before my birthday, a couple of months ago, we had planned this beautiful special lunch party for my auntie, for my sister's youngest, for my mother's youngest sister, my auntie. And since then, we do not really want to break the tradition. So I think that this year, for the rest of the year, I think that we want to, you know, get together and celebrate the following birthdays with, you know, with a lunch party or a dinner party. And it's great because my 42nd birthday, although it was August the 2nd on a Wednesday, it was Wednesday last week. It's, you know, a day where people are working. So it's pretty hard for us to get together on a weekday. So we began celebrating my birthday the previous weekend. So we went to this beautiful restaurant by the beach, you know. It's located on the coast in Lima, in Peru. It's a beautiful, beautiful restaurant that looks like a hut and is located on a deck, you know, on the sea, you know, like on the beach. So the view is just amazing. You can see a lot of people swimming and surfing. You can see the, you know, the seabirds. You can hear them as well while you're enjoying your meal. And it was amazing. We had one of the best moments of my life. We got together, my sister and her husband, my mother's sisters, my cousins, one of my cousins' wife. And it's just so memorable, so memorable. My parents unfortunately couldn't make it because a couple of days before my birthday, over the weekend, my mom had been feeling pretty, you know, under the weather. She had a cold and a sore throat and a little fever, so that's why she was just not feeling good. But we had a very, very good time. And I have to say now that when I was a teenager, I didn't really actually, you know, and it's a pretty normal thing, you know? So when I was a teenager, of course, I didn't appreciate, you know, the importance of a family, you know, and sometimes I argued with my parents because I preferred to spend my time with my friends and, you know, to go out. I was a lot more outgoing. I would go to clubs and, you know, I would go to rave parties, you know, when I was in my early 20s. And sometimes that somehow kind of bothered my parents because I would miss, you know, these important events like my grandma's birthday, like my aunt's birthday. And, you know, and sometimes for the special occasions like Christmas and New Year, for example, my friends would get together, you know, and throw a party, you know, for New Year's Eve, where I wanted to go, but because I didn't want to, you know, drive my mom and my dad crazy and make them upset, I would just, you know, stay at home against my will because I wanted to be somewhere else with my friends. But now that I am in my 40s, I have to say that family is just one of the most important things in someone's life. My family, their love, their affection, their support is just unmeasurable, and I will never stop thanking them for being there for me. You know, it's a great thing to rekindle and to reconnect with your family members. So I think that one of the things that I could share with you and ask you to is just do not give up on your beloved ones. Sometimes we drift apart for several factors, but I think it's important to reconnect. It's never too late to reconnect and, you know, to reach out to our beloved ones, to our cousins, to our uncles, to our aunts, you know. And at the same time, I would like to take this opportunity to tell you that not everything is, you know, good news in a family. And if there's someone in your family, like a brother, like a sister, like a cousin, like an aunt, like an uncle, who is not really giving you the love and respect that you deserve, and if it's not reciprocal, if, you know, the relationship with that person in your family is not healthy and it's somehow become toxic, there's nothing wrong, and it's, there's nothing wrong with, you know, cutting, you know, the relationship. Because I think that your mental well-being should be put first. And you should put yourself first. There's nothing more, there's nothing greater than peace. And there's nothing greater than surrounding yourself with people who respect you, people who accept you, and people who love you for who you are. And whenever you need to say something, or whenever you feel like you have to say something to someone, say it to their face. I think it's important to be honest, to be straightforward. And especially when we are family, that's what we want. We want the trust. We want, you know, we want to be heard. And I think that, like I said, if you've got something to say, say it to your brother, say it to your sister, say it, you know, to that person who you say you appreciate and love. Because I think that being honest and straightforward is all that matters if you really love someone. So this is what I wanted to share with you. My 42nd birthday was amazing, was amazing. It's been special, and I really hope that the following years are as good as this one. I am pretty sure I myself will make the effort to be there, to get together, and to, you know, take the opportunity to gather. And because sometimes another thing is that my cousins, you know, they live pretty far. You know, we live pretty far from each other, maybe 2 hours from each other. Sometimes it's pretty difficult to get together, but I think that if you are willing and you make the effort to get together, nothing can stop you. And the moments are just fantastic. So if you, my nephews and my niece, you're listening to my podcast, this is how I spent my 42nd birthday with this lunch party at this beautiful restaurant at the beach. The following day with my neighbors, I danced and drank, and we made a toast, and we had a barbecue as well. And on my birthday, on Wednesday, August 2nd, my mother made this delicious lunch. She made my favorite dishes, and my sister was there again with her beautiful sons, and my niece was there too. My aunt, my mother's youngest sister, my aunt, she never misses my birthdays. So, although she had a doctor appointment that afternoon, she made it, to come over at my mom's house where I was, and to hug me and to congratulate me on my birthday. My dad was there. I felt really special. I felt really, really special.